This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Champions play here. WQAM Miami. WPOW HD2 Miami. WKIS HD2 Boca Raton. An Odyssey Sports Station. Home of the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. Three-time NBA champion Miami Heat. Five-time national championship winner Miami Hurricanes football. And Miami Hurricanes basketball.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-3.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs in the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, independent, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's happening?
How are you?
I'm all right. My morning got starved too. A little shaky start.
What's up?
I go in to get a coffee. I only drink coffee here.
Mm-hmm.
I go to get creamer. There's no creamer. And then I look in the refrigerator. There is somebody who has a lock box.
Yep.
In the refrigerator.
I've seen that lock box.
I'm like, what?
It looks like a safety deposit box.
Right.
In this fridge right
yes.
now.
Yeah.
There is a lockbox.
Yes.
Lockbox combo and everything.
Yes.
Like it was holding either diamonds or nukes or whatever, right. but it obviously is right. just there
it's
to hold a sandwich.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if it's creamer or a sandwich. I don't know what it's holding in
there. Sandwich.
Right. But
you can understand though, if you have to go to those tactics, like there it was for a reason.
I told you it was
Yeah. And we know who the reason is. Like, we know who it is.
No, it's sales, too. Let's stop.
Let's stop? You don't get to just throw accusations at sales when we know who it is. It's Joe.
It's Joe and sales.
Are you doing that just because you have a beef with sales?
No.
He hates
I've seen them. They don't never bring in creamer.
He doesn't admit his beefs.
That wasn't the question. It's the same thing with Aaron Rodgers. It wasn't the question. Have you seen Sales steal creamer?
Yes.
When?
When I go in there and they're using the same creamer I use, I'm like, I give them the stink eye.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I have asked.
Who have you seen?
Let's see. What's his name? He got the George Jefferson on the top, but he's 12.
Ryan?
Is it Ryan? Might be.
I think it is Ryan. The George.
Well, you Jefferson said 12. I'm just thinking of the youngest sales guy. So yeah. I'm thinking Ryan.
But he's bald like he's the oldest.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you've seen Ryan be a thief.
I don't know if it's a thief. I just saw I seen him using creamer.
Yeah.
I don't know if they all bring right. it.
Okay.
So you
but
think that?
I know Joe doesn't.
Well, we know Joe's a thief. I mean, you've caught him red-handed.
So
what's going on? Come on, Joe.
So yeah, so it just caught me off. Like, just imagine,
yeah,
your workplace environment. If you have to bring a lockbox and put it in the refrigerator,
yeah, it's like you
that's
have
all
a,
I'm saying.
You have a locker like it's Home Depot.
Right?
In the back.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, it's really not. It's honestly a genius idea.
Are you considering it?
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I wonder if, like, when that person bought that, if it's specifically a fridge.
It was a gift.
What do you mean it was a gift?
Let's see.
It was given to this person as a gift.
By who? By somebody who works here?
I'm not sure.
There is a fridge lockbox.
I'm not sure.
It's smart.
Wow.
Thievery in the office is prevalent.
You get one for $14.
Yeah. Really?
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Now,
probably not one that's going to keep you that secure, though. Like, I feel like I got to pay at least like $40 for it.
Yeah.
That's I mean, about right. What do you want?
Got to protect
you
my pub sub.
Metrics on it.
Yeah. I don't want like 1, 2, 3 being able to be like the reset.
I would never be able to do a biometrics because I'd have too much
foisted
crap on my fingers. Right?
Mm,
like,
man.
You ever
facial recognition, though.
You can't eat a chicken wing and open up your iPhone.
Dave South says, I can see Joe Rose hanging ropes like Mission Impossible. Like, he's doing, she's like spraying to see the lasers.
No, he's dusted to see what numbers
Joe, Joe pops open the fridge and goes, ooh, hazelnut.
Okay. He's like, I see him with like tape on the microphone trying to get a fingerprint.
Yeah, to see the numbers that
we're using. Says a lockbox ain't keeping Tobin from a hoagie. Oh, dude, if there's a chicken palm there, what's that stuff? You ever see on the movies where like they put that paste dynamite, like you paste it on the safe
C4?
And go,
yeah,
and it just like, and then the thing opens up.
Yeah.
That would be me if there was a hoagie in there.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
that's chicken palm. What are we doing?
That got me hungry.
What do we do? Like, I think that is the craziest thing that I've seen in the workplace.
I think it's the smartest thing I've seen in the workplace.
No, I say, listen.
If they make us change our passwords 9 times a month, then it should be like protocol in a fridge. How do I keep it safe? Boom. Lockbox. Good luck.
Somebody said, Leroy, welcome to work life outside of football.
People.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Here's why it's harder to deal with here. Because people only come once or twice a week,
but not the person who does
no,
this though. We've learned this is an everydayer. No, not the culprit. The person who's protecting it,
right,
is an everydayer,
which
means that person needs to every day protect from another everydayer who's a known thief.
And you can say something to Joe.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
If Joe goes over there and sees creamer, he's going to use it.
He's
anyway.
Going to be like a raccoon. Like he's going to be like.
No one's going to be here to stop him, too. It's too early.
It's too early, yeah. Culprits. Like, there's, you know, I don't know what to tell you. So, you know, you got to deal with it how you got to deal with it. But the lockbox is really funny. I love it.
It's pretty good.
It's just like, it caught me off guard.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. We got ourselves a big-time rematch coming up in the Four Nations face-off. USA, Canada, Thursday, for pride, for the leader of nations. Yesterday, Canada beat Finland 5-3. Sweden beat the U.S. 2-1. Matthew Tkachuk did not play. But
hey, he wasn't even close to playing. He was in a suit and a booth.
But his brother says, he ain't missing Thursday. He's like, I don't want to spoil it.
His brother got banged up too a little bit, right? Brady.
They're playing so hard in these things. Like it's been unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's been unbelievable hockey. It's been unbelievable for the sport. They're drawing huge numbers. They have something here. It's been an absolute smash hit. Really, really great. And everybody's really buying into. Everybody's saying like Thursday's gonna, like I saw Jack Eichel said, like this is gonna be the biggest game. Like, you won the Stanley Cup. You pinned the Stanley Cup. Nope, biggest game. Thursday.
Wow.
Thursday.
I mean, how many nations are watching this? Right?
I think a lot.
Right.
If you like hockey, you got to be watching this game.
And you know Putin's like making stink face at the, he's like, you keep this out. We would be there.
That's going to make a great villain story in a couple seasons, though, right? That's going to be like, oh, here he comes.
He goes, war is over. And now it starts on ice.
It's good.
Wow.
Well, no, he's bad.
But, go ahead.
Yeah, that's crazy. Somebody said that the city of Boston is going to now cheer Kachuk.
I know. Tough.
Ooh.
And I saw Reinhardt was talking. Somebody was like, hey, you have a lot of experience in this building. You can see that smile on his face. He's like, yeah, I do. This is my Airbnb.
Why did Tobin have Putin sound like Count Chocula?
That's how he sounds, dude. That's how he sounds. You think this is true championship? No. Niet. Not true championship.
Huh,
we don't even have Bobrovsky out there.
We did some words yesterday. Definitions of words.
Oh, yeah. You know, what? Yeah, that's so true.
What do you mean definitions of
we
words?
We debuted a new
what
game.
The hip words kids are using today.
What the kids say. It was a debut game.
Oh, did you? I do that every day in my house.
I knew. You know, something told me that you would know more words than, because you're like on the internet.
Dude, this has been my number one thing as a dad right now. You ever have something that really annoys your kids?
Oh.
And like you just get to use that button the time.
And that's that is words.
That is me with my daughter right now using Gen Alpha slang.
But wait, there's a commercial like that. You just see the commercial with the dad and
the
two girls?
Cooking for the...
I haven't seen that commercial.
Oh, it's
I haven't seen that commercial. But it really like, it when I say things like skibbity riz, like she gets an uncomfortable feeling over her face, like ill in her stomach because I say things like that. And
I feel a little weird when he's.
I know. I'm just like, what's the new one I got today? That's just gonna be like,
man.
I'm like, hey, skibbity dibbity doo.
Yeah, that's. And then you start saying it wrong.
And then when you say it wrong on purpose, it is one of the great. I haven't been like this is a good look. There's a lot of things about having a preteen teen that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But there are also new things in your arsenal that you could use, which is social embarrassment.
Yeah.
And so I could use that to my advantage if something is really annoying.
Skibbity dibbity. I told him about what was it? Sigma? What the Sigma? And it's like, it's just essentially what the heck, but these words are crazy.
Yeah.
Like, really, Leroy.
What a Greek alphabet.
Really. And they don't even know. I'm positive they don't even know. They're just saying.
I'm like, you don't even know what that means. Like, I had to memorize that at one point.
Yeah, right? Crazy.
For the fraternity.
Wow.
Even though we had just regular letters for my fraternity. Tau Kappa Epsilon. Maybe these are just TKE. It's normal letters.
Yeah, none of those crazy.
None of them crazy Greek. I didn't even know it was a fraternity when I was like, "What is this TKE?" Really? I'm like, it's a fraternity. I'm like, it is. Like, those are just normal letters.
And that's just an American fraternity.
What?
And they made you president?
Well, eventually, yeah.
At
one point, Tom Brady
now
was a late round draft pick. Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant. He started in the Super Bowl.
You're the college Trump.
What do you mean, dude? I don't like that.
Really?
What do you mean?
You were.
How's that?
You were. You were just minding your own business. You walked by a building, TK. I want to be the president.
That's not how it worked.
What a life.
I worked my way up. I was vice president.
Oh, worked your way up,
I worked
dude.
My way. Vice president's way better than president, by the way.
How'd you work your way up? You outdrink the guy?
No! Everybody graduated.
Oh, okay. They just kind of waited it out.
It wasn't like you had, like, they all sat in their robes and gavels and picked the new president. No, the last president left.
Gave a great speech.
You gave a great speech.
I gave a great speech to seal that. Victory.
I believe that.
Yep. What?
You were the vice president. You became the president.
Yeah, but I had competition.
It's true.
And I think a lot of people thought, like you did as vice president, wasn't very responsible. So then I had to prove my responsibility.
And then y'all got kicked off the street.
I don't like to think of it like that.
They were right. They were right.
They had a good time.
They were absolutely right.
It wasn't my fault.
I don't know about this vice president. I don't know if it's...
Did you get them the job at the Hard Rock? Or like at
No. That was a staple. Okay. That was always one of our biggest money makers.
So you didn't even do that, dude.
No, but it's the hard... I would say, honestly...
Yeah.
Hardest job as president is wrangling everybody up for the Sunday morning wake-up call to go do the concession stands. It's legitimately the hardest job as president.
That's probably
because nobody wants to do it, and you have to get everybody. I would throw everybody in my Ford Explorer.
Hello!
I had 1017.
Wow.
We were actually... wondering if you were coming up.
Yeah. Whoa. You're stuck in a lockbox?
No, I got stuck behind the people over here in the elevator. I had to wait in the elevator. I almost came out, but then they were blocking me. It was really annoying.
Something tells me it wasn't a 17-minute elevator ride.
How long was the elevator?
There was a lot of traffic besides that.
Traffic.
Do you guys do traffic
from your house?
I mean, yeah.
Do you do traffic?
It was traffic.
Yes. Should have left a little earlier.
Of course, right?
Yep.
Everybody knows first day after a holiday, you know?
That's a good point.
But you're making it sound like traffic was worse this time than it was last time because you come at the same time.
That's true.
It's always bad.
It is always bad.
Here's an interesting thought.
She's like Mike McDaniel.
If you are 15
Don't
minutes...
Don't compare me to Mike McDaniel.
You are. You're like Mike McDaniel. No change in the game plan.
You?
Jennifer, if you are 15 minutes late, leave 15 minutes earlier.
J-Fig's sitting here. She goes, 3rd and 1. Jet sweep.
Bubble screen.
Now it's 4th and 5.
We'll take a break. 15 minutes of heat is next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
To heat it for you, 560 WQAM, which is brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, not doing a read or anything. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida, get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. As the Miami Heat, of course, are off until Friday when they take on the Toronto Raptors. I'm sure you guys talked about it a little bit yesterday, but Tyler Hero, for those who are enjoying the President's Day off, is your three-point shootout champion. Booker T, five-time for the Miami Heat now. Three-point shootout champion. Glenn Rice,
yeah.
Daquan Cook, Jason Capono, James Jones, and now, of course, Tyler Hero. Amongst the gods. Pretty good. I really would have thought out of all of those, Duncan Robinson would have had one.
Right?
I really would have thought so. But he didn't.
What's crazy is I still think Duncan's a better shooter.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. I think Duncan Robinson's the greatest shooter I've ever seen outside of Steph Curry.
Yeah.
I agree, it's the purest. It's art watching him shoot.
Right.
It's art watching him shoot. But Tyler Hero, that contest is like, there's a lot of bitching about the All-Star weekend in general. It's like all anybody's doing. But I'm going to tell you something. That three-point contest never misses. It's really great.
Yeah.
I was so anxious watching Buddy Hield. I'm like, oh no.
I would also say this. Like, I hear people say, oh, I want the stars to do the dunk contest. Why can't Ant do it or this? I'm like, I'm going to tell you why. And for reasons that you can't possibly comprehend, you non-athletes, some of these guys who dunk can see these guys doing tricks in the air and dunking and going, I can't do that.
Yeah, but there's a different level of cachet. Like, I think you're going to be granted if you are a star. Like,
No, you're not. If you have a garbage dunk, I don't care how big your star is, you're going to get booed.
Well, that's not true, because last year, Jaime Jaquez jumped over Shaq, and Jaylen Brown jumped over a four-foot streamer, and Jaylen Brown got to move ahead. So explain that one to me.
I don't know.
Like, so it's not true what you're saying. The star power is going to carry you.
When you're watching, say if you're Anthony Edwards, and you're watching McClung jump over a car, grab a thing, double tip the, you're like, ah, I can't compete with that. What do I have to do to what kind of dunk do I have to come up with to compete with that? So that's why it's always been, over the years, a younger.
It's faded though. I don't mind throwing one guy in there. It can't be all guys. Like, I don't mind throwing one guy as a gimmick in there or a young guy. That happened with Derrick Jones.
Right.
Derrick Jones was a G Leaguer, his first dunk contest, and we're like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then we got Derrick Jones. I was like, oh yeah, that's the dunk contest guy. And then he had one of the great dunk showdowns of all time with Aaron Gordon.
Right.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
What the hell is Zion doing?
Right?
What's he doing?
What do you mean?
What? I'm sorry. Maybe I didn't come off clearly with this. What is he doing? Give me a dunk contest, Zion.
But here's the
thing. Yo, me.
If the guy's barely played basketball, you want him pogo sticking in the...
What's he going to do? Miss more games for the Pels?
I mean, I'm just... I don't know. You would like to see Zion do it.
What if he puts fireworks on his shoes, right? And so then, like, he recreates the dunk and then the shoes exploding like a Duke.
I just didn't think it sunk in.
Stick the second time. No, I'm just saying, like, For people to make a big deal about stars not wanting to do, you know, the dunk contest, I can see why they don't do it.
Because they're scared.
I don't know. That's not why. Yeah. Because I can see that just because you're a dunker doesn't mean you can dunk like that.
Yeah.
And people say, oh, this guy has so many dunks, but he's not a creative dunker like some of these guys are.
It doesn't have to be that creative, though. Like, remember when LeBron, remember when LeBron did the thing, like, just to actively troll not doing the dunk contest because Skip Bayless would get on him all the time? Like, he was just doing, you can read it. You're not going to?
Zion already carries around firecracker shrimp in his shoes.
Firecracker shrimp is good.
Point yeah. for
But you remember, like, LeBron not doing it? Like, really, people swear LeBron not doing it was the downfall. But LeBron did do a thing where when he was on the Heat, he was using the layup line to do, like, better dunks, warming up for a game than we saw in the dunk contest. Like, you're going to get a level of appreciation just being a star doing it. It's this thing that's been out there where everybody's like, well, if you fail, oh, we're going to make fun of you forever. It's like, yeah, but you're LeBron. Like, you have haters amongst haters anyway.
Yeah, but from a personal standpoint, you don't want to put yourself in a situation of failure.
It made Vince Carter's career. It's the most famous thing of Vince Carter's career.
Yeah, but he's also one of the best dunkers to ever walk the face of the earth.
But it doesn't matter. Like, it's the thing that everybody remembers him most for is the dunk contest.
Yes, there's a few people like that. Like, you're going to always remember McClung.
I'm not always going to remember McClung.
Yes, you will.
I really won't.
Yes, you will.
I really won't.
One.
I'm like, oh, the guy who...
No,
the guy,
intangible.
What about him?
That guy got some ridiculous hops.
Yeah, but I think you'll probably be like, what was the little white guy's name?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, no,
it's kind of like
his.
Spud Webb.
He's not going to live in infamy.
Because Spud Webb was cool. There's certain guys that...
Nate Robinson.
It's amazing to see a 5'8 guy, or Spud Webb was 5'6.
Yeah.
To be able to dunk.
But Dominique Wilkins, I remember him specifically.
Dominique, but he was another one of those guys that, because I just don't think that is that important.
How do none of these guys have a clause, though, in their shoe contract that would get them like a crazy bonus if they want it? You know, like, I know everybody says, hey, the NBA, throw out the money. And I'm like, I don't think that, like, the NBA throwing money at things for right now, where everybody in the NBA makes crazy money. Like, you could be a ninth guy and you're making $10 million.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, I don't think that's going to do anything for winning contests. But, like, if you are Zion and you're signed by Jordan Brand, how are they like, hey, get your ass out there and be in the dunk contest? You don't play games.
Here's why.
True.
The only dunk contest Zion wins comes with Ojoo, not a ball.
Okay, but he is a good dunker. Like,
he's a good dunk.
He probably has the best dunk this season.
So my question is, are you confusing a artistic dunker with a person who can dunk? Like,
what?
Because some guys are just, like, they can jump and they can dunk from anywhere, but they're not that creative dunking a basketball.
There's coaches, though, right? Mac McClung is a coach. He has a dunk coach that kind of they work through because he has nothing else to do.
Yeah, but he stole Blake Griffin's dunk. Like, who cares?
He did it better.
He jumped over a car, grabbed the ball off a tall dude. Oh, by the way, he was jumping over him too and dunked it.
And fell on his face.
What about the double kiss?
Stick the landing.
What about the grab it? Boom,
stick
boom.
The landing. Seen it.
No, you haven't.
Seen it.
Wait, who's seen the double kiss?
Seen it.
Where he jumped over a guy, picked up the ball, tapped the rim and dunked, and said, run it back because y'all didn't see it.
You're not going to sit here and try and say that Mac McClung is going to give you the goosies more than Zion or Ja Morant or Anthony Edwards doing anything.
Listen, I'm not saying.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not saying that. Here's what I'm saying.
Anthony Edwards says that?
I'm saying.
Legendary.
That I don't know if they artistically can be in a dunk contest. Not that they can't dunk, right? Like, you know how hard it is to throw a ball behind your back and through your legs and dunk? Everybody can't do that.
My man never dunks, and he dunked over Shaq.
But that was it. What? I mean, so there's a lot of guys in the NBA that have mad hops. that could do stuff like that. But I'm saying all the other stuff you see on the dunk contest, you could be a great dunker, but it doesn't you can't do that. It does matter to them.
It doesn't, though, because
how can you say that? If you are a competitor, it matters.
You can say, okay, you can say my name all you want. That's fine. But the thing is, nobody cares about a G Leaguer doing this. Nobody does, Leroy.
Okay, and
it's
I'm
literally had
from
it's never had less relevance.
Okay, that's
fine. It's never had less relevance.
That's fine. But just to say, if you put a name there, it's not going to make the dunk contest better because those guys might not feel like they can do those things. Like you think, you say, ooh, that guy can dunk. He should be in the dunk contest. He can't do stuff behind his back through his legs.
Yeah, what a great concept. Like, oh, I can't do McClung. Like, it doesn't matter.
No,
if I can see Giannis try and do some cool stuff, I'm going
to
be all for it.
Nobody wants to see trying. No guy, no athlete wants to say, I'll give it a run. If he doesn't have anything to bring to it, he's like, nah, I ain't going to do that. I can't do those things.
Okay.
And that's fine.
It's not
fine. They're competitive.
It's a dead event.
You say you just want to see him. A competitor says, if I can't go out there and compete to win it.
That's literally the opposite of competing.
What do you mean?
If you're saying, I don't think I can live up to hype. That's not competing.
Do you think just because a guy can dunk, he can do all those things that those guys
do? I don't need to see somebody shoot fireworks out of their ass, Leroy. I want to see a good player try and do something entertaining.
But
I've seen it before.
What if we're back to the five try dunks?
Dude. Come on. You think Zion Williamson is going to take five tries to dunk?
Here's what I'm saying to you. You make it seem so easy for anybody to go and do tricks and dunk a basketball.
What you're doing right now is the whole problem. Like, you're taking the coward's way out. Like, you don't want these guys to do it because you want to see some gimmick guy. He doesn't do anything else with his game. It doesn't mean anything to anybody. It doesn't.
Cool dunks?
Not really. I've already forgotten about it. I'm like, oh, he did the Blake Griffin? Cool. Great. Really? Thanks, Matt.
Really? So you don't think that what McClung did was impressive?
Blake Griffin, big name.
So,
yeah, that was
so
fun.
You think that if a guy was a star, it would be more impressive?
It's not that it's not impressive. Yes, absolutely. It's not that it's not impressive. It's just no kid is going to grow up wanting to be Matthew McClung. That's it.
Right? Yeah. Because they can't.
No,
first of all, nobody has hops like that.
It doesn't matter. But it's like, it's not going to inspire anybody like Vince Carter did putting his arm in the rim.
Yeah, it's like, who do you remember
more? Here's where the disconnect is between us. You think that guys will just go out there and try, but they're all competitors. If they don't feel that they can bring something to the table.
This is a crazy argument. I don't understand how you're saying, if it will, take McClung out of it.
Take him out of it.
He's out of it. Let's say it was Anthony Edwards, Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, and Wemby. You're telling me that doesn't pique your interest? Tell me right now, honestly, what you saw last night, even though you know Matthew McClung might do cooler dunks, be honest with me. Be honest, Posh. No, look at me in the eye.
Be honest.
No. Look at me in the eye. Right now. Be honest that.
You can't tell me to look at you.
Look at me right now in the eye. I want you to be honest with me.
You can't tell me. No. You can't tell me.
You look at me in the eye right now.
You can't tell me look at you seriously and then use a British accent.
I am guaranteeing you. Wemby, Ja, Zion, Ant-Man. That's the field next year. I guarantee it. Or I give you four McClungs. I cloned them. Four McClungs or what I just gave you. That's the field.
So that means all four guys are going to be doing great.
Four McClungs.
Isn't that what you want?
No, I want to see stars.
Okay.
I just guaranteed you four McClungs.
Okay.
So you didn't answer my question.
Huh?
So what would you rather see?
The four McClungs.
You're such a liar.
No, I did because you. Here's the problem with you. You think just because you've seen a guy dunk, that he can be creative with it. Some guys just dunk. They can dunk over people. They can, during the course of a game, right? That's a whole different level. And so to think that if the guy has a name, it's going to be competitive. No, it's not. Because here's what's going to happen. Here's what they're all going to do. Because they can't go between their legs, behind their back, and all that stuff. Everybody's going to do the Jordan and jump from the foul line because they got mad hops. But they might not have the ability to be that creative with.
Dude, have you seen Zion mid-game do things? Like seriously. Okay. Come on. What are we talking about here?
Okay.
Ja Morant, too. Those crazy things.
Ja Morant. He got ops. He got mad ops. But it's all.
But you want to watch McClung.
It's all during the course of the game, though.
So what you're saying is they lack creativity.
I'm saying that.
No, they lack balls,
just
is what they lack.
Just because you can dunk.
Okay, let's.
Just because you can dunk.
Yeah.
Doesn't automatically mean you can be artistic enough to be in a dunk
contest. So you're saying
that's all I'm saying.
What was Matthew McClung's most famous dunk last year?
Oof.
I don't know.
Oh, really?
Well, you can really only think of three dunks or four dunks throughout the history of the dunk contest. Okay, go.
Uh-oh.
Vince Carter in the rim.
Yeah.
Gerald Green blowing out the birthday candle.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Zach LaVine bounced 360 windmill one arm.
That was nice.
Rock the baby under the thing from Aaron Gordon. Oh, boom, yeah. Boxed in. See you later.
D Brown, remember
later.
He
left. I don't remember none of those.
Well, that's on YouTube.
Jesus.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our road repeat.
My expanded music palette.
Okay. Who is this?
Is it Foreigner?
It is Foreigner.
You
finally got one on.
What are you talking about?
Dude, I'm running out of cardboard with how much I'm boxing you in lately.
What are you talking about?
I boxed you in yesterday for my car.
How dare you? How dare you ask me a question? To try to
listen,
get me in front of all these
Matthew
people.
You're the biggest Matthew McClung fan and you love Foreigner. What are you trying to tell me?
And the Ami.
He's crying now.
Big Beethoven fan.
Oh, man. He does.
No, I didn't say Beethoven. I said Big Tobin.
Well, since...
Oh.
That's a point, objectively.
Point for
Well, I got some more intangibles music you might like, Leroy. Jason Aldean is bringing his full throttle tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in October.
You got that.
With special guests Nate Smith, Ray Lynn, and DJ Silver. But he spells it out Foley. DJ. Unless Gal Len's doing that phonetically. I'm not sure.
No, it's
like DJ. He's a DJ.
No. He spells it that way.
His name is DJ.
Yeah.
Keep listening to our show for details on how you can win. This is a Live Nation tour. I did see Jason Aldean last year.
Yeah.
He was good. Very tight pants.
You got any recent hits?
It's not wrong.
Has he come up with any hits lately? I don't think so. You know, he had that whole small town thing that, you know, he tried to make a controversy so people would listen to it. He's like, people are trying to cancel this song. I'm like, no, dude, the song sucks. No one.
Weren't they trying to cancel his wife? And
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well,
I'm not sure if they're trying to cancel the white, but I do know that, like, Jason Aldean, like, they tried to make this whole thing about small town being like, oh, you guys are trying to make it about racism. Like, nah, dude, your song just sucks.
Mm.
Like, that's the thing. You have a lot of he has a lot of hits. He's a really great artist. And he's like, why don't people like this song? They must try to cancel it. And I'm like, dude, loosen your pants.
Hey, you see the new Mets hat?
No, what is it?
It's got Mr. Met.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And to which Jennifer replied,
Now we just need a Mrs. Met.
Mrs. Met.
Try that.
Yeah, but it needs to be the cakes. That needs to be the logo.
Wow.
Anyway, let's get to our road to repeat here. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of...
Your Florida Panthers.
Hey, these are the two go-to. I got to tell you, that Playa Vibes is for real.
It was good.
Which one do you guys have right now?
We have Cola, Cherry Cola, and
Galaxy
Vibe. Mm-hmm. That's the only two I drink. And now Playa, I've included that in my rotation. And I still need to get over to...
I had a green apple cherry on the way down here.
I need to get over to Walmart to see their new flavor.
No, it's Target.
Target. Sorry.
Target has the
Walmart
retro
has
vibe.
Playa, and Target has
Retro. Yep. All right, so we're set for the Four Nations face-off finale. It is going to be America against Canada. Ooh. And here was Sam Reinhart, Rhino, yesterday after their win over the Swedes. Finland, excuse me, and this is what he had to say about the rematch.
Yeah, I mean, that's
That's what you want. You want an opportunity again. So today, that's what we gave ourselves a chance to do. You know, expect that same atmosphere. You know, you try and learn from what went well and what went wrong, and you know, hopefully we come up on the right side.
Well, I wish you no success, Sam. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I love him. So I love him, but I wish him no success.
Somebody from the Panthers is going to win the Four Nations Cup.
Yes.
Nice.
It's either going to be the Sams or it's going to be Tkachuk.
Yeah.
And Zito.
That's going to be like a little locker room jab.
Little banter?
Man, it's going to be good.
Back and forth. I mean, look, Brady Tkachuk and Sam Bennett, like, excuse me, we had the fights going down.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
Matthew took out his own team when they played Finland. Like, yikes.
Had to. You gotta prove. If you're Captain America, you got to go out there and show them what's what.
Anybody seen the new Captain America?
I have seen the new Captain America.
Is it good?
I enjoyed it. I know a lot of people said it's not very good, but I'm not like this hardcore comic book fan.
Yeah, me neither. I just wanted to see action, and you already know who's going to win.
Yeah.
That's why Endgame caught me off guard.
My,
went with
Who's going to win? Who's going to win?
Captain America. But that's why the Endgame, the Avengers, the one before Endgame, that caught me off guard because a lot of them died.
Yeah, it's it was fine. I enjoyed it. My son enjoyed it. He had a great time.
Spoiler alert. I'm not spoiler alert.
I think
haven't watched Endgame yet. Infinity War. Yeah,
aren't caught up on comics, I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
Because honestly, I was like, oh, maybe I should go. I have Disney Plus. I should go back and watch everything. I'm not going to do it. But I thought to myself after I walked out, I was like, maybe I'll watch everything. But, you know, you guys will get it.
Nice. So it was all right.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, because I saw bad reviews.
Harrison Ford's still doing it.
Still doing it.
Yep. He's got to be, what, 80-something?
Oof, I think he feels like he's older than that. How old is Harrison
older
Ford?
Older than 80-something? He was in Star Wars. Mm.
The OG.
82.
Wow.
Wowzers,
he's turning 83 in July.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
Not looking so good.
Not looking so good, but I will say, handsome before.
Oh, yeah. OG handsome.
Yeah.
For sure. So, Rhino, Tkachuk, the showdown happens on Thursday. It's been Goosey's great event by the NHL. Been getting monster numbers. The fights have been crazy. Obviously, you have the Canada-USA beef that's going on right now as well to add a little spice to it.
It's spicy.
It has been spicy. It has been a little spicy. My Finns bet did go down in the dumps, though. I did have Finland to win. I had them as the long shot. So, you know, now we got to find action for Thursday night. Obviously, I will be betting American.
Hmm.
That's how it's going to go.
Yeah, about time.
Yeah, well, it's okay. I took a long shot.
That's fine.
Took a long shot.
It's fair.
You know, all the Finns made it out healthy, which
good.
I'm happy about.
Yep.
You don't want, you know, but you have to give, I mean, these guys are laying it out there for these events. It's great.
I don't normally watch Hockey All-Star Week or care about it at all. I can imagine.
It sucks.
I've been more entertained by this than
oh, yeah.
This is pretty good.
Like this
because they out there, especially against another country.
Oh, yeah.
They not messing around.
Mm. NBA could do this for sure. Like, I know they tried to do, like, this bootleg version where they gave most of the international guys to one team, but, like, come on. You played the 40 points.
Yeah.
If you did some version of, like, you know, the Balkan Peninsula, Canada, ooh, USA, and...
But USA would clean up.
The Balkan...
I don't know.
I would say go Canada...
Dude, we almost lost to France and Serbia.
Canada, Europe, and US.
Yeah, but we need one more team.
Africa.
Rando. We throw the Aussies in there.
We throw the others in there.
You got to have a Sweden. Everybody needs a Sweden.
Sweden.
Do we have any Swedish basketball players?
No, I mean, like, you need a Sweden level of team, you know? Like,
yeah.
So if you did Europe, I guess you could do like, I don't know, you could probably do like Caribbean. Like, they know that if you had like Cat.
Yeah, you could go islands, Canada, U.S., Europe.
Yeah, I think it would be awesome.
I think Europe would clean up.
There's not more Canada's African players? Too. I felt like
Canada is pretty good. What?
I felt like there was more African players potentially than there's like Caribbean. Because every time I go Caribbean, I go, like you said, Cat, but then I'm like,
it would depend how you want to go. Carlos, like, if you had a team, like, I'm sure we could make the rules, whereas like if Giannis didn't want to play for Team Europe and you wanted to do a Team Africa, I'm sure he could do that if he wanted to.
Yeah.
Or Joel.
Yeah.
What's up? What's wrong?
Don't tell me it's restarting.
Didn't you hit delay?
Oh.
I hit dismiss.
Nah, interesting. No way.
All right. Well, we'll take a break, and we'll let you reset your computer there.
Leroy took a break already.
Back after this.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.